I'd like to read first in the prophet Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 28. It's on page 864. Isaiah 28, and we'll just read from verse 14. Therefore, hear the word of Jehovah, ye scornful men, that rule this people which is in Jerusalem. For ye have said, we have made a covenant with death, and with Sheol have we made an agreement. When the overflowing scourge shall pass through, it shall not come unto us. For we have made lies our refuge, and understood, and under falsehood have we hid ourselves. Therefore, thus saith the Lord Jehovah, behold, I lay for foundation in Zion a stone, a tried stone, a precious cornerstone, a sure foundation. He that trusteth shall not make haste. And I will appoint judgment for a line and righteousness for a plummet, and the hail shall sweep away the refuge of lies, and the waters shall overflow the hiding place. And your covenant with death shall be annulled, and your agreement with Sheol shall not stand. When the overflowing scourge shall pass through, ye shall be trodden down by it. The Gospel of Luke, chapter 6. Luke chapter 6 and verse 47. Everyone that comes to me and hears my words and does them, I will show you to whom he is like. He is like a man building a house who dug and went deep and laid a foundation on the rock. But a great rain coming, the stream broke upon that house and could not shake it, for it had been founded on the rock. And he that has heard and not done is like a man who has built a house on the ground without a foundation, on which the stream broke, and immediately it fell, and the breach of that house was great. And finally, just a reference in the first epistle of the Corinthians, in chapter 3, on page 1371, 1 Corinthians chapter 3, and just one verse, verse 11. For other foundation can no man lay besides that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Just an impression tonight, dear friends, of what we are relying upon, of what our trust is in. There was a Chinese believer who came across to the West and said, you don't need Jesus because you've got insurance. Because you've got insurance. That was his assessment of the Western world. That we had life covered to the nth degree. Everything was covered by insurance. Therefore, we didn't need Jesus. A pretty damning assessment of the world in which we live. I can tell you that every one of us needs Jesus. Every one of us. From the poorest and the youngest to the richest and the oldest. Doesn't matter where you're born. Doesn't matter how you're born. There's nothing you can rely upon in this world but Jesus. That's why I've read these scriptures relating to foundation. What is your life built upon? What is your trust in? What is your hope in? Is it a solid foundation? The key to any stability in a building, the key to the length of time a building will stand, is how good a foundation it's laid upon and how it's built. Well, dear friends, I read of some people here who rejected God completely, decided to make a covenant with death. What a thing to do. They said, we'll be okay. They knew there was judgment coming. And dear friends, the gospel is about glad tidings of good news, but there is judgment coming upon this world. It says elsewhere in the scriptures that God has set a day when he's going to judge the habitable earth in righteousness by the man whom he has appointed. Judgment is coming, but it's not now. Not at this very moment. Tonight, right now, God is offering peace. He's offering forgiveness of sins. I cannot speak of tomorrow, I cannot speak of later, but I can speak of now, in this moment. It is a day of salvation. It's a day when God wants to bless you. And tonight He's out in blessing towards you. What grace, you know. These people here, they knew. Because they said, when the overflowing scourge shall pass through, it shall not come unto us. It won't worry us. Because we've made this covenant with death, with an agreement with Sheol, we've made lies our refuge. What a foundation. What a thing to stand on. To completely and utterly reject God. These are people who knew God, should have known God. They were Israelite people. They dwelt in Jerusalem. God here describes them, or Isaiah the prophet describes them, as scornful men. Well, dear friend, anyone listening to the gospel, I trust none of us can be described as scornful men. Are you going to scorn what God has offered in the glad tidings? These people, they would rather make a covenant with death than come to a God who would bless them. But thus saith Jehovah, thus saith the Lord Jehovah. What a word God gives here to these people. Behold, I lay in Zion a foundation. I lay for foundation in Zion a stone, a tried stone. Who is this stone? It's Jesus Christ, dear friend. A precious cornerstone, a sure foundation. He that trusteth shall not make haste. Or as Peter says, he that believes shall not be put to shame. As other translations put it, shall not be disturbed, shall not be shaken. All involved in this, you put your faith and trust in Jesus, you have a sure foundation, you cannot be shaken, dear friend. There's nothing that can come upon you that can shake the foundation. Because the foundation is Jesus and it's been laid there by God Himself. You see, a tried stone? How was the stone tried? The stone was tried at Calvary's cross, dear friend. The stone was Jesus, and He came into this world. Came into this world that His hands had made. And He went to the cross. He suffered there for your sins and for mine. He gave up His life. He shed His precious blood. For you and for me. That you and I might have hope. That you and I might have a foundation. We're all sinners. We've all at one time or another rejected God. We've all done things that are against God. Every one of us. Not one of us can excuse ourselves. God has to deal with sin and sins. God has to deal with it. He can't leave it. He can't just sweep it under the carpet. And as I said, there's a judgment coming. And that's why it's so time sensitive, the gospel. I'd like to think that the world's going to go on forever. That it's so many billions of years old, therefore it's just going to keep on going. That's why there's so much terror in the world about climate change. Such a big change in such a small amount of time. Well, if you believe the world is billions of years old, then yes, it is a major issue. This world was created by God for a purpose. And it shall not be dispensed with until God's purposes are completed in it. But it will be dispensed with. God created time. God created the world. All of this, His plans and His purposes and His counsels might be secured through it. And dear friend, one of those purposes was to show us how He loved us. To show you and I how He felt about us. And was to tell you that death is not the end. God had to bring in death. Had to. Because of the incoming of sin, God brought in death. But in Jesus, you know, in Jesus, the one who died for you and I, He removed the sting of it forever for those who put their faith and trust in Him. And finally, death will be dealt with completely. Death will be done away with. God wants to offer you tonight eternal life. We spoke of it this morning and this afternoon too. To know Thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom Thou hast sent. God wants to have a relationship with you. God wants you to know Him. And I say you to know Him because He knows you. He knows all about you. He knows your deepest, darkest secrets. He knows your fears, your worries, your cares. He knows all about you. And His desire is, dear friend, is that you would lay hold of Jesus tonight for a foundation. A sure, solid foundation. That you might not be ashamed. That you might not be shaken. That when judgment comes, you'll know for sure and certain. Well, judgment won't come upon you. It's trusting in this foundation stone. But those who have made this covenant, those who are hiding in their own lies, a refuge, all of that will be done away with. Be gone. And be exposed. Trusting in Jesus, you'll never be exposed, you know. Put your faith and trust in Jesus. You've not only your past settled, because it was dealt with on the cross by Him righteously. Not only do you have a hope. Well, not only do you have a reason for living, you might say, because you've got a present happy relationship with Jesus, but you've got a secure future as well. You've got a hope beyond this world. Who else can offer you that tonight, you know? These insurances can only offer you a little bit of help if something bad goes wrong in your life. That's all they're for. They pay a little bit of money every month. So if something goes wrong in the future, you'll be okay. You'll get some money. Because money's the answer to all the problems in the world. But you know what God is offering you is far better than that. It's not a pay monthly either, because you couldn't pay the price. Jesus has paid the price. To be the foundation, you know, to lay that foundation, it cost God everything. Cost His blessed Son. It cost Jesus His life. It cost His precious shed blood to secure your blessing and mine. And if you lay hold of Jesus tonight for a foundation, you will never be put to shame. You'll never be lost. Built into a precious, precious building. Behold, God has done it. You're impressed by that, you know. God has done it. He's laid the foundation. And if God has laid it, you can be sure that He is happy with it. It's completely and utterly perfect. The work on the cross was completed to God's eternal satisfaction. never needed to be done again, never needed to be repeated. And there's nothing that you can do to add to it. We sang that, didn't we? What could you do the Lord has not done? What could you give for your sins to atone? What do you think? What do you think it's worth? What do you think the value of it is? I can assure you that it's far more than we would ever have to pay. The precious, precious blood of Jesus. Peter speaks of it, you know. We've not been redeemed with corruptible things such as silver and gold. You know, gold's the standard in the world, isn't it? But Peter speaks of it as corruptible. But by precious blood. That of a lamb without spot and without blemish. The blood of Jesus Christ. Oh, what value God has placed upon the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanses us from all sin. Yes, God in Christ is desirous of reconciling you with Himself. Reconcile to God. You know that reconciliation involves that we belong to God in the first place. And that's true. Every one of us belongs to God. But we have gone away from that. We went away in our own way. So it says in the scripture, all we like sheep have gone astray. If you've ever seen a field of sheep escape, you know exactly the feeling. The one sheep gets out and they all go. Doesn't matter whether anyone feels it's safe or not. They just all follow one after the other. It's just like us. We've all gone, all we like sheep have gone astray. We've all gone our own way. But you know, God loved you so much that He gave Jesus that you might be reconciled to Him again. That's wondrous, you know. God doesn't just leave us. He said, well, they've all gone away. They don't want me, so I'm just going to leave it. No, no, He came out after us, didn't He? He came out with His hands outstretched in blessing. Jesus is calling you. Will you not come? Come. Come and lay yourself on the foundation. Well, I read in Luke 6, it's often read in the Gospel. But this one here, everyone that comes to me and hears my words and does them. He's like a man who, building a house, who dug and went deep. That speaks to me of repentance. He dug and went deep. He had a look at his own life. He had a look at what his life was built on. He came to God and he repented. And that's one key step on the road to salvation is repentance. A completely turning around of what we are before God. And an acknowledgement of what we are before a holy and righteous God. Not comparing ourselves to others, to the next person, the person down the street, those in prison. Would it shock you to say, if I told you we're all the same? Every one of us. We've all got the same wicked heart. We're all sinners. And the Lord says it doesn't matter how great a sinner or how small a sinner. It doesn't matter. We all need to acknowledge what we are before God. And if we've done it before, it's good to do it again, you know. It's good to keep doing it. Often reminded that in Luke 15, there's joy in heaven over repenting sinners. Not repentant, not those who repented, but repenting sinners. It's good to keep coming. Not to dwell in the past. But as we repent, you know, we come to acknowledge a God who delights in showing mercy. God, He doesn't have to show mercy. Doesn't need to in that sense, you know, but He delights to show mercy. Delights to tell us that He loves us. That He gave Jesus for us. And laid a foundation on the rock. It's a man who knew what a solid foundation was. That rock is Jesus, dear friend. And hear this great rain. Well, that's all the storms of life, isn't it? Storms of life, and they all come upon us time to time. There's always storms brewing. The stream broke upon the house and it could not shake it. As it is, a life founded on Christ. While there might be storms that come against it, and there will be, it cannot be shaken. A happy, living relationship with Jesus here on earth. The life founded on that, even though the storms come upon it, it will stand. And it stood because it had been founded on the rock. Nothing to do with the building in that way, you know. Nothing to do with how well the house had been built. But it was founded on the rock. Not like this other house. It doesn't mention sand here, but in other instances it was. He's like a man who's built a house on the ground without a foundation. He thought he didn't need one. He was quite happy in his life. How many there are like that in the world. I trust that none of us are here. Build his house on the ground. He thought he'd be quite happy. He didn't need Jesus. That was one of the great celebrities of the time. Marilyn Monroe, that's what she told Billy Graham, I believe. He tried to speak to her before one of our concerts or something. And she said to him, I don't need your Jesus. I believe she died not that long later from that conversation. I don't need your Jesus. What a solemn thing to say. What a solemn thing to say. It was built a house on the ground without a foundation. How many people put their trust in riches? Put their trust in family, put their trust in government, put their trust in whatever it might be. Trust in finance. It's all shaken. And it's all shaking today. The only thing that's not shaky is the sure foundation of Jesus Christ. It is solid and unshakable. I commend this foundation to you tonight. You say, well, how do I lay hold of it? How do I lay hold of it for myself? I mentioned repentance. The other key thing is faith. You see, that's all I need to do. That's all you need to do. Religions of this world will give you a full list of things you need to do. God requires repentance and faith. It's all he needs. Faith in Jesus, his well-beloved son. There was a man in the Bible who was asked if he believed. He said, I believe, Lord. Help thou mine unbelief. I believe. How simple it is. Even the child can understand what it is to believe. To put your trust in something. To know that if putting your trust in something, you know it's solid and it's sure. And never let you down. That is Jesus, dear friend. There's nothing else I can offer you. There's nothing else anybody can offer you for a foundation like Jesus Christ, you know. That's why I finished in 1 Corinthians. Other foundation can no man lay. No one can lay a foundation besides that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. And as I said before, it's not a foundation that man has laid. It's sure and certain because God has laid it. It's laid. God has laid himself that foundation. And there's no other foundation by which you can lay your life upon but Jesus Christ. Oh, I commend him to you. Commend it to you tonight. I've just been exercised and affected by it this week, really. What is our life? What are our lives built upon? What are we trusting in? What is our hope? It is putting our faith and trust in Jesus as building upon that foundation. We have something that can never be taken away. Something that can never be shaken. I commend it to you. May it be so, for his name's sake.